It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview with Sheriff Jeff Wood joining me in the studios. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Oh, I'm happy to be here today. It's always fun to come visit you in the morning.
You know, it's always fun. I always have people ask me, how in the world do you work at a radio station when you have to be up so early? But what they don't realize is I get up early, I come to work, I get my stuff done, and I leave before most of them even go to work.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Hey,
it's
I'm not
miracle.
Complaining.
It's a radio miracle.
It is. It is so true. So, Sheriff, let's go ahead and talk about some of the things going on in our area. It is summer. People are getting out. We're having a great time. Some really fun events are right around the corner. But for business owners, that means a lot of tourists are coming in. You're seeing a lot of customers come through your shops, through your stores. Something you really need to be on top of right now.
Counterfeit money. So we're seeing an influx of counterfeit bills. Price City put out a press release earlier in the week that talks about this, but 20s and 100s are the common ones, but it can be any denomination. And so if you're taking money from people that you don't know, or anybody for that matter, look at it. If it doesn't feel right, if it's slick and shiny, it's probably a counterfeit bill. You can get those pens, and we were talking about that. I would ask your banking institution where you can get the pens, but you can mark it with a pen. If it turns yellow, that means it's a good bill. If it turns brown, it's a counterfeit bill. Don't trust one that's already marked. Mark it yourself so you know what you're dealing with. And then you can also hold them up to light and look for the different things that should be in there. So
Sheriff, here's my question to you, because what if a business accepts a counterfeit bill that they did not know about, and then they end up giving it to somebody else for change? What's going to happen to that individual?
The person that finally takes that to a bank, when it finally hits a bank and gets discovered, that person's out the money. The bank won't take it, and they have very sophisticated technology to look for that. So yeah, that's why you want to be careful if you're stuck with a counterfeit bill. And, you know, you may not know, but you've been scammed.
So. Exactly. And, you know, when we're talking like fives, tens, maybe even a 20, it's terrible, but not that big of a deal. But when we're talking a $100 bill and it's you that's out that money,
yeah,
that's a big deal.
I would be pretty upset over that. And, you know, the way that it works, you never know. You may be, that bill may have passed through 10 people before it got to you. So you can't just necessarily blame the last person that handed it to you.
Right. So businesses, be very aware of the money that is coming in and out of your establishment. Make sure that you are checking bills. And you know what, Sheriff, in the news article that we kind of covered a little bit, some of these bills actually have the same exact serial number. So, and some of them even say for motion picture use only. I mean, whoever made them, they did a good job, but not that great.
Yeah, if you look at them closely, you'll realize that they're not real. And like I say, they don't quite feel right. If it doesn't feel right, if the edges look funny on it, you know, things like that, it's probably not a good bill.
So definitely be aware of that and get in touch with your financial institution to find out about getting one of those pens to make sure to mark bills. Now, Sheriff, moving on, summer months mean lots of fun things going on outside. And for one group of individuals here in our community, particularly the search and rescue, this is a busy time of year for them. So we need to make sure that we're supporting them when the Derby comes along.
You betcha. I mean, this time of year with the rivers the way they are, they're swollen. It seems like every week in the news there's some incident that happened in a river somewhere in Utah. And our search and rescue, our swift water trained, they would come and save you. And so they generate their money through their fundraising efforts with the Demolition Derby and all the things that lead up to that. So you'll see them at International Days. I know they're planning on going there and selling scones. We're going to build a Derby car from Search and Rescue that we're going to raffle off an opportunity to drive. So if you're a person that's interested in driving a car but don't want to build one, you could win that opportunity. I think they'll have two. I think they're going to reuse the one from last year too.
Wow.
So.
Well, that is absolutely something that, I mean, hey, I've always wanted to drive a Derby car. That's definitely right up my alley.
We should get you in one.
I would love to.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So there's classes are the minis, which the minis are just a blast. That's a fun little class. There's minivans and mini trucks this year that they're going to put them all together, minivans and mini trucks. We have the 80s and newer chain and bang class. It's a simple class. Anyone can really build a car for an 80s and newer chain and bang. And then they have what they call the misfit class. If you have a car that doesn't fit the rules for any of the other class, they have a misfit class for that. I'm actually participating in the misfit class. My car was a little too old to be an 80s and newer chain and bang. So I'll be in the misfit. I'll be in the minivans, but I'll be in a truck. I'm not going to be in the minivans.
Right.
So, but anyway, yeah, it's going to be a great time. Right now, if you're building a car, now's a good time to sign up because you get assigned your numbers. You can pick what numbers you want, but someone else may have picked your number if you don't get there fast. And it's half. It's $25 to register a car right now through the end of June. After that, it'll go to $50.
So you have until June 30th to get registered at the $25. After that, it's going to go up to $50. So make sure to get in to Tire King, correct?
Tire King is where we do all that. They have the board down there. You can see who's entered and what classes they're entered in and all that. So.
Perfect. Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd like to thank you for coming in and giving us an update of what's going on in the community. Like you mentioned, lots of counterfeit bills going around through the community, so make sure that you're checking those bills, as well as being safe while you're out there, whether you're going camping for the weekend, maybe you're going, and I mean, we're still thinking, it's hard to believe because it has been so warm, but there is still snow that is melting, which makes things crazy muddy.
There's a lot of snow. In fact, I was up top of Huntington Canyon and Schofield yesterday checking things out, and you really could still snowmobile up there, and it gets cold at night. So make sure if you're going up into that country, it's going to be hot down here. It's cold in the mountains still.
It is.
Be prepared.
And once that sun goes down, you better not be stranded.
No.
You're going to be hurting.
Yeah, and if you don't have a coat, you're going to freeze. So make sure you have adequate gear and clothing. And a lot of the roads are still closed in Huntington Canyon from the snow. So,
well, make sure to support the Carbon County Sheriff Search and Rescue at the Demolition Derby. That is coming up really quick. It's coming up in August. So you can still register for only $25 over at Tire King. But as soon as June 30th hits, it goes up to $50. So make sure to head on over there and get registered today.
Yep.
All right, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Sheriff Jeff Wood.